Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Administration's line, which is we have to have Ukraine at the table. It's their country. We can't have direct negotiations with Russia. Obviously, Donald Trump is different than Joe Biden. I think he'll take a different approach here. He'll have direct negotiations or direct talks, at least, with Putin. Zelensky will be included. But my sense is that they'll probably end up giving him a take-it-or-leave-it type deal.
Yeah, that's the brain surgeons over on MSNBC debating this morning what's going to go on next with Russia and Ukraine. Because remember, Trump campaigned on the fact that he'd have this thing fixed in one day. I don't know. I mean, we've still got 25 days till he takes office, so we don't know that for sure. But we did hear something this morning from Russia's new foreign minister. And since we're not the only ones working today, our friend Ryan Schmelz, Fox News Radio, is on the job. Ryan, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Glad to see you're still hard at work up there, just like us.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Who needs time off around the holidays? It's not a big
exactly.
deal. Seriously. that's for wimps. Well, so what is Russia's foreign minister saying about these so-called negotiations?
Well, the foreign minister has said he's willing to speak with the United States and having a dialogue with the incoming Trump administration. But he says that, you know, the Trump administration has to make the first move, which is kind of baffling to me to hear him say that, because it seems like the Trump administration has been, you know, kind of saying all along that they want to have a sit down conversation and try to negotiate something the minute they take office. And I think you kind of see that in the Trump administration's early moves by establishing a special envoy specifically to deal with ending the war in Ukraine between Russia and Ukraine, with Keith Kellogg taking that position over.
Yeah, I don't know where this goes. The concern as the talking head there on MSNBC seemed to have is that Zelensky will be sort of an afterthought. This will be a negotiation between Trump and Putin, and somehow Zelensky gets clipped out of it or kind of overshadowed.
Yeah, and I haven't heard any indication that he would get clipped out of it. I mean, I think the intention is for Ukraine to be involved in this just as much as the United States and Russia is. I think it's more so the United States probably going to have more of a hardline approach and more of a hardline involvement in this, maybe compared to where it is right now. I think if there's anybody who might get cut out of it, it would probably be some of the NATO countries that could be involved, and Trump might not really take their opinion as golden as Biden did. And so I think that's probably the one that might be less involved with this. It might be more of a direct conversation between Russia, Ukraine, and the United States. But again, we still don't know what that's going to look like just yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole thing is that the Biden campaign and then the Harris campaign both suggested that all Trump wants to do is settle it no matter what, and that means it's going to hurt Ukraine. What are we, 2.5 years into this thing now? Is it 2.5?
Yeah.
We just passed the 2-year point, I know.
Yeah.
I don't I don't know if anybody was expecting an outright winner one direction or another, which means all you've got left is some sort of a settlement, right?
Yeah. Well, I think we were all worried that Ukraine was going to fall within a month after they were invaded, yet they're still here 2 years later. So even to get to this point in many ways could be considered a victory for Ukraine. So I think, you know, what's interesting, Mark, is, you know, I've had some people, and I've kind of said this out loud, too, where this might be the issue where the Trump campaign had its best messaging, which was that they messaged on ending the war in Ukraine. And you see the Republican Party right now, they're very divided on this issue. There are some who are very gung-ho about giving Ukraine more weapons, more resources, more money, and there are others who are very skeptical of that. But when President-elect Trump messaged on ending the war in Ukraine, that gave both wings of the party a message to unify around, and they were able to capitalize on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully, it's weird because I, you and I have both been through this on a number of occasions as both observers and reporters, and watching the world react to the incoming president. I mean, I can't remember the last time foreign ministers, like the two from Canada, were flying to D.C. or to, in this case, Mar-a-Lago, to meet with the incoming administration a full month before they get sworn in. I mean, it's sort of like a Trump effect here.
It is definitely interesting, but of course, you know, Donald Trump's an unconventional a politician and unlike anything we've ever seen in the world of politics. So I think this is kind of what you expect, is for it to be just different than what it normally is. And, you know, I think that this time around, the first time around, it was everyone went to Trump Tower to meet with him. Now they all fly into Mar-a-Lago to go meet with him. So in many ways, there's a lot of similarities to the transition from the first one. But it does seem like there's, I think, a little bit more organization, a little bit more of an operation going on here. And I think a lot of people credit Susie Wiles with kind of having that, bringing that organization to President-elect Trump's inner circle that maybe he didn't have the first time around. So that's why you hear, I think, a sense of optimism. But, you know, this week you saw there's been some things that have been talked about that have been a little bit divisive. And Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk are kind of stroking that right now.
That's true. I don't know about you, Ryan. I don't want to give you career advice here, but I'd kind of be working on getting that White House correspondent South job. That way you get to go to Mar-a-Lago and hang out down there in Florida.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you're more in the action there right now than you are at the White House.
Exactly. So. That's right. Listen, buddy, have a great new year. Thank you.
Hey, Sam, you, Mark, thank you so much.
All right, Ryan Schmelz there from Fox News Radio, hard at work up there in New York City today for Fox News Radio.
Get more at 971talk.com.